City of Powell River planning staff and a developer have differing opinions on what constitutes recommended density for an acreage fronting Manson Avenue. At the August 16 Committee of the Whole meeting, councillors received a presentation from Director of Planning Services Jason Gao regarding a zoning amendment for a 2.15-hectare, 5.31-acre property at 5201 Manson, which currently houses one home. "It is one property north of the intersection of Joyce Avenue and Manson," said Gao. "I'd like to point out that I am in favor of seeing this property developed, just not as proposed," said Gao. "The reason I am here today is because the applicant wishes to have council to consider the application even though I am not in support of the proposal. The proponent is seeking a zone that supports single-family residential development. That zone is the CD4 zone," Gao said in consideration of the findings from the recently adopted Cothet Regional Housing Needs Report. He recommends the applicant be required to provide more density at this location in the form of ground-oriented, multifamily and/or higher-density semi-detached housing. "This is a fancy way of saying a duplex," said Gao. He said his recommendations are based on two considerations: housing needs and the long-term financial impacts to the city associated with owning, operating and replacing municipal infrastructure. He added that there is a common misconception that housing needs can be addressed simply by increasing housing supply. However, housing needs are more complex and not just a question of housing availability, said Gao. He said there is a crisis of affordability. Staff drew on BC assessment data to understand the pricing as it relates to new single-family home construction in the city. That trend is equally, if not more concerning, said Gao. He specified the level of annual income required to purchase new homes recently constructed in Powell River. With a 5% down payment, it would require an annual household income of $125,000 to purchase a new home based on 2021 figures. He added that in 2022, that figure would be $150,000, and that's largely because of interest rate increases. "Building new single-family homes is not a realistic solution, at least in terms of affordability, to address the housing crisis," said Gao. "I point this out because the applicant states in his statement of intent the main reason he wants this land rezoned is so he can supply new and affordable houses for young families. I don't think this is possible, and it's one of the reasons why I recommend against supporting this application as proposed. Instead, I support higher-density ground-oriented multifamily developments that would lower the cost of construction by the reduction of land and the servicing costs associated, which would ideally lower the final sales prices of the units." Developer disagrees with Vision. Alan Rebain, the applicant, said he submitted his zoning amendment in January of this year and discovered about 3 months later that staff did not support it as submitted. He said Gao had asked him to reconsider his zoning amendment and indicated he would not support the amendment as submitted. Rebain said he engaged an architect and looked at many options. He said he changed his original plan from 31 houses to 42 houses, but it did not meet Gao's approval. He said he submitted another plan with 42 houses and potential for 14 carriage houses. He added that with a riparian area and other features, there are about 3.5 acres on which to build, which amounts to 12 homes per acre, without including the 14 suites. "This is high density in my vocabulary," said Rebain. "Row housing on this acreage is not financially feasible or what most families are requiring." Rebain said he was not in agreement with the planning department's vision of high-density housing in Powell River. "It's my belief that families want a yard of their own, raising their vegetables, as well as the ability to let their children outside in the backyard," said Rebain. "I believe that CD4 is more than a good densification of this property. My recommendation is to allow my zoning to move forward with CD4. Councillor Jim Palm said he wanted the project to move forward with CD4 zoning. He also moved that the applicant demonstrate to the satisfaction of the approving officer that legal access to Joyce Avenue across the adjacent private properties, suitable for persons traveling by vehicle and on foot, can reasonably be achieved. The third component was that the applicant provide the required survey plan completed by a registered land surveyor detailing location, lot dimensions and designations, highway, public roadway, rights of ways, location of creeks, watercourses, wetlands, riparian assessment areas and pertinent topographic features. The committee voted in favor of the motion, with councillors Maggie Hathaway and Rob Southcott opposed. The zoning amendment will be debated at City Council on September 1.